Today we will be looking at the life of Abraham at the end.
今天我们一起来看亚伯拉罕的故事。So,
I want to remind you of a key verse about Abraham's life.
我想提醒大家一下关于亚伯拉罕的中心的经文。
Abraham believed God, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. I'll say it again. Abraham believed God, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. Now, God had talked to Abraham when he lived away over in a place called Haran. And he told Abraham, God told Abraham that he was to go to a new place, even although he didn't tell Abraham exactly where he would go. And God told him to leave his relatives and his country and live in this new place. And God said that he would give this new place as the land for his descendants. That he would make Abraham's descendants be a great nation. And that the whole world would be blessed through Abraham. Meaning that Abraham, his descendant, Jesus, was going to be the way in which the whole world would be blessed. So, they traveled this long way across the more desert areas. And they came to the land of Canaan, which we now call Israel. And God said, this is the place I have for you. And Abraham and his family and all his belongings, they lived in the land of Israel. And they built altars to worship God there in Israel. And then last month we thought about the fact that a famine came to the land, and so Abraham and all his related family went off to Egypt. But in Egypt, he was scared about his security. And he told his wife to say she was just his sister. And Sarah, his wife, was taken into the harem of the king.
然后, 那个他的妻子萨拉就被带到了那个王那里。
And when the king found out the real truth that she was his wife, he kicked them both out of the country.
当那个王发现了他的那个萨拉其实不是他的妹妹，而是他的妻子之后，他就把亚伯拉罕和萨拉驱逐出去。
So that illustrated the fact that although Abraham had great faith and obeyed God,
然后我们从这里我们后面我们看出亚伯拉罕的一个信，他还遵守了上帝的命令。
He also sinned and did what was wrong and dishonored God.
但同时他也因着软弱他犯罪使上帝蒙羞。
And all of us who are Christians, who believe in God, are the same way.
我们现今时现时现代我们这些信靠神的基督徒，我们也会像亚伯拉罕一样。
So today, we'll look at the next events in Abraham's life.
那今天我们一起来看对于亚伯拉罕来说的另外一个重大事件。
So I invite you to turn to chapter 13, Genesis chapter 13.
让我们一起来看创世纪的第十三章。
Now, as you look for Genesis 13, you may remember that when Abraham left his relatives and his home country, he took one other person with him.
在十三章前面我们看到，当亚伯拉罕从乌尔，从他的家乡被呼召出来的时候，他带了另外一个他的亲戚跟他一起同行。
That person was Lot.
那个人跟他一起出来的，他的亲戚就是他的侄子罗德。
So Lot had traveled with Abraham from Haran across to Israel, and then down to Egypt, and now they'd come out of Egypt and were coming back up into Israel.
罗德和亚伯拉罕一起，亚伯拉罕一起从哈兰出来，他们经过了穿越了沙漠，他们到了迦南地，他们又去了埃及，又从埃及回到了迦南。
So let's read chapter 13 together.
各位，让我们一起来看创世纪十三章。我们一起来读，我们一起来读这一段，读这一章跟整章的经文。亚伯兰带着他的妻子罗德，并一切所有的，都从埃及上来地去。亚伯兰的妻女生数极多，他从南地渐渐往伯特利去，到了伯特利和埃及中间，就是从前伊斯拉帐篷的地方，也是他起先住南的地方。他又在那里求告耶和华的名，与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷，那里容不下他们，因为他们的帐篷许多，使他们不能同居。当时迦南人与利洗人在那地居住，亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争，亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你我不可相争。”你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是狗肉，遍地都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。罗德举目看见约旦河的全体人，直到索尔都是直的人，那地在耶和华内列所多玛俄罗拉以前，如同耶和华的原子，也像埃及地，即使罗德选择约旦河的全体人向东迁，他们就彼此分离了。亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪离帐篷，直到索多玛。索多玛人在耶和华面前最大恶极。罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，凡你所看见的一切，我都要赐给你了。
和你的后裔直到永远，我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多。人若能数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。你起来纵横所遍这里，因为我必把这地赐给你。亚伯兰就搬了帐篷，来到希伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住，在那里被耶和华筑了一座坛。
Okay. So remember, Abraham had been in Egypt, had disobeyed God, and was kicked out of Egypt, and now he's coming back to where he should be in Israel. And so they, Abraham came back to Bethel, one of the places where he had built an altar and worshipped God. And the picture of Abraham leaving Egypt and coming back to Israel and once again worshipping God is a picture of repentance.
So we can see Abraham from Israel to Egypt, from Egypt to Israel. This is we can see the picture is a picture of repentance.
When we sin, we can too easily say, I'm sorry. And yet we keep on going down the same way. Repentance means turning around and going in the opposite direction. To say, I'm sorry, is not full repentance. So, we need to turn our whole way of thinking and our action and go the other way. So, Abraham is an example for us. Now, when he came back to Israel and repented, God gave him the wisdom he needed to face the next problem in his life. Verse 2 tells us that Abraham was rich. And verse 5 tells us that Lot was also rich. They both had lots of cattle, animals, and lots of men looking after them. So you imagine what it was like when Abraham and Lot together came, traveled back from Egypt. Where would they get all the food that the animals needed, and how would they arrange everything when they were trying to travel together? So it's not surprising that Abraham's men and Lot's men started to argue and struggle together. So Abraham was able to to say, now, how can we solve our problems? In verse 8, Abraham says to Lot, let's not allow this conflict to come before us, between us. We're relatives, we should work together. So he told Lot to look at the land and choose where he would like to live. And if you go that way, I'll go this way, so that we both have plenty of room for all our animals and our men and families. So Lot looked down at the River Jordan. Plenty of water, and the land around the Jordan had lots of good green grass and all that the cattle needed. So he moved down to that area by Sodom. And Abraham lived up in the high country, which perhaps wasn't such a convenient place for all his animals and so on. I think it's very important to notice what verse 12 and verse 13 say. Abraham settled in Canaan in the high country, and Lot went down to the lowlands where there was lots of grass and water and so on. But verse 13 says something very important. The people of this area, down by the River Jordan, were extremely wicked and constantly sinning against the Lord. So, it seems that Lot was thinking about all the good things for his animals and thinking about money and things and animals, but he was forgetting about the really important issue of the spiritual situation. So Lot went to a place where he was surrounded by people who didn't know and didn't follow the Lord. Now, Abraham was Lot's uncle. And Lot had probably gone everywhere with him because Lot's father had died early in life. So Lot was a bit like the first son for Abraham. And probably in their society, the older man was the one who should have first choice. But Abraham, the older man, said to the younger one, you choose.
但是老布兰对摩西说，你先选。
Abraham didn't hold to his rights.
老布兰并没有抓住他的权利。
But he was willing to give Lot the choice so that they could keep their relationship together. And that's an example for us. If we are to live peacefully,and be peacemakers, we should not demand our own way or demand our own rights. So,Abraham was really generous to Lot. And the story tells us that when he did that, God came and spoke to him again. And God renewed his promises to Abraham. That this would be the land of his descendants. He would become a great nation. And the whole world would be blessed through him.And Abraham, in response, built another altar at the new place where he settled, and he worshipped
God.
So I'd like to give you 7 points that I think come out of this story.
下面我想跟大家分享七点，从这个故事当中我们分享七点。
About how to live in the Christian life.
关于我们基督徒该怎样过我们基督徒在地上的生
活。So point one, I'd like to repeat what I've already said.
第一点，我想重复我刚才已经说过的。
When we realize we have sinned, we need to confess and repent. To stop going in the way we've been going and come back the other way. We need to return to worshipping God and reading His Word and prayer. Sometimes when we get into trouble and do wrong, we're embarrassed and ashamed. And the devil says to us, oh, don't go to church, that's too embarrassing. But don't listen to the lies of the devil. What we need to do is come back and join with the Christian community and be encouraged and learn from one another.
我们更应该因着我们犯罪啊，回到圣徒当中，与圣徒团契沟通，生命一起来互相劝勉，一起成长。
Point two, as we've already said.
第二点也是我刚才曾经说过的。
We are to be peacemakers.
我们应该成为和平之子。
Don't let problems get worse and worse.
我不应该让问题变得越来越严重，越来越糟糕。
Abraham didn't go to Lot and say, "Your men are causing trouble for my men."
亚伯罕没有跑到罗德面前说，你的仆人造成了我仆人很多的问题，给我们带来很大的麻烦。
Instead, he focused on how to solve the problem.
但恰恰相反，他想到的是如何来和平的处理问题。
And if we are going to be a peacemaker, we must be willing to compromise.
如果我们要像神一样，我们要靠着神成为和平分子，我们需要有包容心。
Not demand our rights, but to think of the needs of the other person.
我们不要总想到自己的权利，我们要从别人的角度来考虑。
Philippians 2 verse 4 says, Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. And while Abraham is a good example in this story, Jesus is the much greater example for us of giving up our rights to serve others.
我们的救主基督耶稣是最完美的例子，他放弃了自己的权利，为了我们牺牲自己。
Jesus came from heaven and died for us so that we could have peace with God.
基督耶稣他带着神的形象来到道成肉身，为我们死在十字架上，使我们可以因着他的救赎与神和好。
And remember, people matter much more than money and things.
请大家记住，圣徒之间的关系胜过金钱，胜过物质。
The third point is that we must trust God to provide, as we were singing earlier.
我们应该相信上帝的供应，就像我们刚才所唱的敬拜歌曲。
Do you remember that in Egypt, Abraham was busy making his own plans?
我们看到当亚伯拉罕在埃及的时候，他是忙于按照自己的计划去行事。
He was getting his wife to tell a half truth.Because he was scared that other people would endanger his life. And Abraham planned and thought, and then it all ended very badly. But this time, Abraham trusted God and gave Lot the first choice.
但是在十三章这里我们看到亚伯兰因着信靠他慷慨给了罗德最初的选择。
Believing that wherever he needed to live, God would continue to provide for him.
完全信靠不管他居住在哪里。
The fourth point, God knew how Abraham could act wisely and fairly to Lot.
第四个，我们也看到，我们看他因着上帝的信号，他仁爱的和宽容的对待罗德。
So he came and repeated his promises.
上帝因着上帝因着亚伯拉罕对罗德的举动，他再一次重申他对亚伯拉罕的应许。
I think it reminds us how important it is that we do meet regularly together.
所以这一点也让我们看到，我们圣徒之间的聚会是多么重要的事。
And we read God's word regularly and pray.
我们需要有不间断的对神的话语和对神祷告。
Because we need to be reminded again and again of God's good promises for us. And remember that God will keep His word to us. Point 5 is about the way in which Lot looked at those beautiful green fields down by the River Jordan. It seems that he was taken up with what he could see. He was taken up with his belongings. And he didn't seem to even think about the fact that he was going to a place, an evil place. So Abraham had been growing to know the Lord more and more, but it seems that Lot had not. Point 6 is just to reiterate that we are to be peacemakers. We are to deny ourselves and to serve others. And my final point is a word that I think summarizes Abraham's life. The word is contentment. When he went down to Egypt, was he content? No. I see some of you nodding your heads. No. He was planning because he was worried and scared. Worried about the famine, worried about his wife, worried about himself. But when he returned to Israel, to Canaan, and he then returned to worship God. He once again trusted God and obeyed Him. And he was content. There was an openness to help others and a wisdom to help. We were singing trust and obey. And that's how we can be content. Even when things go hard and difficult. If we will truly trust and obey, then we will be content. And have real peace and joy no matter what's going on around us. So I trust, well, I would like to ask you, are you content in God's presence?
给大家一个提问，在上帝的祝福中，你满意，你满足吗？
Or are you worried and stressed because life is hard?
你是否充满了忧虑，充满了焦虑和压力，因为生活并不平静？
Trust and obey is the way to continue.
信靠顺服，此外没有其他路。
Lord, we thank you for the example of Abraham. We confess that we are like him in so many ways. So often we start planning and not.Worrying about things by ourselves. Instead of truly trusting and obeying, Lord, we pray that your Spirit will strengthen us to truly trust and obey. And that your Spirit will enable us to be content in our life here on this earth. Lord, we thank you for your greatness and goodness. In Jesus' name, Amen.
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 Amen.